Hi, welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And this is Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Mr. Bongo by Jack Costanzo. Our copy is from the 1964 Clarion Records release, catalog number 621.
So this is one of our favorite albums, and I think this was one of your original picks, right?
Yeah, and like you said, this is one of our favorite albums, and this is really one of the first albums that I bought on my own that was not inherited from my parents, and one that I like actively sought out. So the story of this is when I was in high school, it was like the late 90s. I don't know if you remember, there was kind of like this neo swing thing that kind of, I think, rode in on the coattails of ska.
Yeah, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and Squirrel Nut Zippers, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Cherry Poppin' Daddies, those were all a thing. And my interest in those artists got me interested in like legit swing music from the 40s and big band music. And during that time, there was also this Ultra Lounge collection of CDs. So I started collecting these Ultra Lounge CDs that had collection.
Like Peggy Lee and Tommy Dorsey, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of, I think, almost all of these Ultra Lounge records, there's like this weird ghost track at the end of them. Sometimes it's some guy telling a story. And on one of the Ultra Lounge albums, there was a little snippet from Jack Costanzo's Learn Play Bongos album on Liberty. So that's how I got introduced to Jack Costanzo. It was like this kind of corny 1950s sounding introduction to bongos. And then it like explains the rhythms a little bit and how to play them. And then it turns into just like shredding on the bongos. So I just love that track in particular. And when I lived in Memphis, going to art school, there was a record store nearby my house, and I found this album there in their lounge section.
So this is not the original release of this album, is it?
No, it's not. And it took a little bit of digging to find that because his name is spelled wrong, very obviously, on the album cover.
Yeah, so the album cover has him listed as Jack Costanza, but his name is actually Jack Costanzo.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this is apparently a re-release of an album called Bongos Cha 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 that was released on Gold Tone Records in 1960.
And our album is, you know, the Clarion Records release that we have is obviously sort of a budget re-release where it just has kind of generic stock art of bongos on the front.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned already, his name spelled incorrectly. And on the back, I don't think it has anything about the album. I think it's just an ad for other Clarion albums.
Yeah, that's right. And I think maybe the track listing is incorrect and or the names of the songs are spelled incorrectly. So it's kind of sad that it seems not much care was really put into arranging this album.
Yeah, somebody just kind of threw it out there and didn't really put much effort into it, it seems.
I'm kind of glad, though, because now I get to have that record.
Although I would still like to have the original.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the clip you selected?
So I picked the song Quiere.
Quiere, 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 yo quiero. Dime, ¿qué es lo que tú quieres?
Yo quiero cha-cha-cha.
I don't really speak any Spanish whatsoever, but what I love about this album is even though Jack Costanzo is just a shredder on the bongos, the whole album is arranged really nicely. I love the vocals. I love the piano. I love the horns. It's just so fun to listen to. I love me some cha-cha, so that's Kiere.
I feel like this album is like kind of embodies that sort of 50s, 60s sort of genre. I don't know how to explain, but it's just exactly the way that it's orchestrated and the way that the the vocals are and everything. I feel like it's just sort of quintessential.
Agreed. It is an excellent example of the sort of Latin exotica thing that was going on in the 50s and 60s.
All right. So let's learn a little bit more about Jack Costanzo. Sort of in the vein of Sandpipers here, I had just sort of assumed that Jack Costanzo was Cuban, but it totally turns out that that's not the case.
I thought he was Cuban also, but he's not. He is from Chicago, and he was originally a pro dancer with his wife. And at some point, a Latin band leader heard him play bongos and asked him to sit in and join the band.
And he was, I guess, born in September 24th, 1919. That's right.
That's right. And he's still alive. And if you go to our website, you can see a YouTube clip of him playing the bongos when he's like in his 90s. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, I guess he recorded, I don't know, maybe a couple albums, this one and another one, Latin Fever. I don't know if he recorded any others, but then I guess, his band broke up or whatever, but they reunited in the early 2000s and they recorded, I think, two albums.
That's right.
So those are worth checking out, too. He still totally has it.
I think so. And seems like he had a really lively career. He played with Rene Touze, who is another Latin favorite of mine, Xavier Cugat, Billy May Orchestra. He played backup for Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, like tons of people in the 40s and 50s. And he also played on a bunch of movie soundtracks, too. So that's pretty cool.
So my pick here is Jarochita, which I picked because I think it gives you a little bit of Mr. Piano, or as he's referred to on this album, who is really Eddie Cano, who has his own set of albums that are out. He did some sort of Latin things also, and also some sort of like movie soundtrack cover type stuff. But I really like his piano on this album. It's kind of silly because it's not, he has some piano solos, as you'll hear, but his solos aren't really very elaborate, but somehow it just sort of works for the album. And you'll also get to hear some more of Kashkara, who's the vocalist on this album. But I can't really find any good information about him or what his story is, but I certainly enjoy his lyrics. Okay, so that was Hirochita. And what do you think?
So my favorite thing about this track is the feature of Mr. Piano, who has the one piano solo that he does. Ba-dum-bum-bum, 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 ba-dum-bum-bum. It's a little bit Ramones-like in that like every Ramones drum solo sounds like the same to me. So I sort of like that about the Mr. Piano. It's very dependable. It's just like this rocking little rhythm that he's got going on. And I also like the vocals in this piece. The harmony between the man and the women singing are really cool. It's a little bit off key, but in a way that I think is interesting.
Yeah, one of the things that I really like about this album is the brass that's in it. And that kind of surprises me because normally I'm not really into that much brass, which is one of the reasons that I think I like Bossa Nova, that it's so much more mellow and all of the hard edges are rounded off. And you don't really hear a lot of brass in Bossa Nova, except for in the crossover when some of the Bossa Nova artists came to the U.S., like the well-known Getz Gilberto album with Stan Getz. And in that, it's sort of difficult because, I mean, it truly is a fantastic album, but Stan Getz's saxophone is sort of just doesn't quite fit in, or it's just not quite of the Bossa Nova sound. And, you know, he makes it work, but all the time I just kind of feel like there's a feeling of him just kind of like butting in. And so it's sort of, yeah, it is a collision of sort of two worlds and two styles. But the other thing that I like about this is the Latin percussion. And when I was in high school, you know, we took band class and they had a lot of Latin percussion instruments like the fuchi cabasa and go-go bells and the gourd. And at the time I was like, I don't know why you would ever want to use these things. They just seem like they're not very interesting and I just don't get it. And I wish that at the time that I had heard this song, because there's some gourd playing at the end that is just amazing. And I'm like... You know, how could you not love that? And it just, it's such a simple instrument, but yet, I don't know, it just brings such happiness to my heart.
I find it really interesting that you're like, I don't really like brass that much, when, like, we have this substantial A&M collection that is all Herb Alpert, which is, like, the bossiest kind of brass that I can think of, and the Baja Marimba Band. Like, you got like a ton of brass in our collection.
Yeah, I guess it just, you know, maybe it's just it has to be brass front and center for me to get into it.
Yeah, I see.
I don't know, but.
Latin brass.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
So I would be really interested to hear the original release of this album, because our version of this album, it doesn't really seem to be mastered that well. It seems sort of like flat dynamically. And unfortunately, our copy, to exacerbate these issues, it has a lot of surface noise and just isn't in great condition overall. But sometimes that's just the way it is. I mean, we have a lot of albums from the 30s and 40s, some Fred Astaire and some Xavier Cugat albums that they are also just in terrible condition. It sounds like they were recorded off of an AM radio. And unfortunately, sometimes that's just the best there is, and you're just thankful that you have the music at all. And I definitely feel that way about this album, that whatever the quality, I'm just glad to have this music and be able to listen to it.
Absolutely.
And so what did you think about this album overall?
This is one of my all-time favorite albums ever. And I think if you ever see Bongo's Cha-Cha-Cha come up, or this... probably inferior version on Clarion Records, anything but Jack Costanzo is worth picking up.
Yeah, and this album, I mean, you can find it sort of on CD in various names. It's like Mr. Bongo Plays Cha-Cha-Cha, or, you know, I don't know. There's various sort of, it looks like kind of compilation albums with Jack Costanzo. Anything that you can find is worth picking up. And they have some of his stuff on streaming services too, which are probably an easier way to listen to it. And I got to give a little bit bonus clip here of him shredding on the bongos just for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. All right.
So if you go to our website, it's livinginhifi.com/episode/3. You can find more details about where to listen to Jack Costanzo streaming, where to buy some of his albums. And again, we got that YouTube video of him at 95 playing some conga drums. Pretty awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Living in Hi-Fi or send us an email at feedback@livinginhifi.com.
And stay tuned next week as we continue our international journey and move onward to Africa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.